Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today calling for a mixture of sun and clouds, chance for some showers, high around 68. Right now in Kenosha, it's 58 degrees. It's 60 in Burlington, 64 in Milwaukee, and it's 60 degrees in Racine. The investigation continues in Kenosha. Police looking into the early morning robbery of a gas station in the 12100 block of 75th Street. A man wearing a covering over his face kept apologizing to the employee, according to the initial reports. This was just after 3 o'clock this morning. It was a white male suggesting having a weapon but not displaying one. Got away with money and cigarettes, was last seen heading north on foot, apparently, from that location. Racine resident Jeffrey Pitt Jr., accused in the July death of his 3-year-old son, has been bound over for trial by Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush. She found probable cause on felony charges of first-degree reckless homicide, reckless endangerment of safety, and possessing a firearm by a convicted felon. The 30-year-old Pitt telling police he came home in the 1800 block of Howe Street after a night of heavy drinking, passed out with a loaded gun in his waistband and with two of his children nearby, young children. Jeremiah Pitt got hold of the weapon, apparently shot himself in the chest sometime that night or the next morning. Pitt entering a plea of not guilty to the charges. He remains jailed and will be back in court September the 22nd. In a related case, Laquan Russell, also in the county jail, he's accused of hiding the gun that caused the baby's death at the request of Pitt. His preliminary hearing is September the 8th. A murder suspect from Waukegan taken into custody at a motel on the southeast side of Racine. A woman staying with him in the room also arrested on drug-related charges. WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
According to a news release from the Racine County Sheriff's Office, the Metro Drug Unit received information that 49-year-old Farid Rakin was hiding in a room at a Durand Avenue motel. Rakin is a suspect in the death of 24-year-old Sierra Davis, who was murdered outside a Waukegan house party in June. Initially, 24-year-old Nicole Mays of Kenosha was charged. However, those charges were dropped when Waukegan police said they had new information. Mays, who was arrested with Rakin at the motel, is now facing 7 drug-related charges in Racine County, including possession with intent to deliver heroin and cocaine, possession of marijuana and a controlled substance, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. She appeared in court Wednesday afternoon and will return on August 30th for a preliminary hearing. Rakin is currently being held without bond in the Racine County Jail. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha Unified School Board approving a new program called Building Lifelong Trust. It's going to be taught by police officers at Bradford High School this fall. It was delayed over concerns about a lack of information regarding constitutional rights. The board back in January sending it back for revisions. They've now been added to the 7-week program. One of the board members is Dan Way, the former Kenosha police chief, who said in addition to offering students information, this is going to be a learning experience for the officers. Board member Gary Kunich called the program a great opportunity.
Especially in today's climate right now, and so to have the police reaching back to the community and these students, I think is absolutely critical.
This program is going to involve up to a dozen students meeting with police officers once a week for 7 weeks during non-instructional time, talking about things that include probable cause, reasonable suspicion, what happens during a police stop, proper behavior, and overview of the juvenile justice system. It'll be expanded to the district's other high schools in the spring. Parents will have the opportunity to review the lessons and must give permission for their child to attend. The Zoning Board of Appeals in Mount Pleasant unanimously determining that Ron's Custom Cabinets on Giddings Road is a legal operation, a lawful nonconforming use, countering the complaint of village resident Kelly Gallagher. Plus, the board nullified a variance in recognizing the business was there before zoning laws took effect. Zoning Board ruling back in 1992 included a year 2005 date for owner Ron Primeth to stop his operations. Defense attorney John Belogic, during his questioning of his client, tried to prove the business was legal.
What was your motivation for going to the Zoning Board of Appeals?
I was trying to save the building.
And also, Mr. Sadowski wanted you to stop your business, correct?
Correct.
Trying to save your business as well?
Yes.
Has anybody, or did anybody, up to this point in your life, explain to you that you had a lawful, nonconforming use in existence at that time of your life?
No, they did not.
No one from the town told you that?
No.
No one else told you that?
No one else told me that.
No one spoke in support of the complaint either. The desire to shut down the business, Primeth receiving verbal support from mainly his neighbors.
He's worked on many projects. The one that I can think of that I actually joined him on was the Mount Pleasant, Caledonia Kids Connection. If you remember correctly, that wouldn't have come out of the ground if it wasn't for Ron and for Juliet.
We don't even know he's there. I think Mr. Blagic has done a wonderful job of presenting the fact that he had a lawful right to start the business. They're wonderful corporate citizens, and as a business owner myself, I can't imagine the cost it would be for him, the burden, to move his business when it's not a problem where it is at all.
Meanwhile, attorney Chris Geary for the village acknowledged the defense argument was about the property and not Ron Primeth or whoever would come to own that site.
The effect of finding that it's a lawful nonconforming use means that it predates the zoning code, which means that it's basically exempt from the zoning code. So within the confines of the existing use, it could be operated, it could be expanded.
The unanimous vote finding Ron's Custom Cabinets a lawful business, bringing applause from the room full of citizens, and offering Primeth their congratulations afterward. The body of a missing kayaker from Salem Lakes in Kenosha County found by the Door County Sheriff's Department's dive team about 100 yards from Horseshoe Island off Peninsula State Park. 20-year-old Joseph Quagliano not wearing a personal flotation device when he disappeared last Saturday night. The Door County Sheriff's patrol boat along with the Sturgeon Bay police boat were actually transporting the dive team to the location where the kayak was initially found. That is when the body was located. Racine County Sheriff's Department's identified that 4-year-old Racine boy who drowned late Monday afternoon in Browns Lake is Tyrese Creed, the body found by the Sheriff's Department's divers after a frantic search with help from Town of Burlington Fire Rescue personnel. The Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home is going to be hosting services for the family at noon Friday, a visitation starting at 10 a.m. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave wanted public comment on the plans for Pritchard Park, including the S.C. Johnson gift to build an aquatic center. He got quite a few neighbors respectfully raising concerns about things like traffic, parking, noise, lights, cost, and the speed at which this all came about. Delagrave later talking with about 6 area residents, they pressed him on some of the different aspects of the overall plan.
So my goal as county executive, and you may not agree with this, but this is an underutilized park. We have a couple others. I want more people using our parks, otherwise why would we have them? This investment here with the aquatic center and the field, because we're trying to privately raise the money for that. I think it's a great way to give this park a facelift without having the taxpayer contribute resources to it.
Plans for upgrading the park itself between Durant Avenue north to 21st Street and Roosevelt Avenue east to Ohio Street include additional access points, trails, berms, and even thinning out the south end woods. Longtime Abbott Corporation Chairman and CEO Miles White, he was before the City of Kenosha Airport Commission yesterday. He's seeking a lease for a hangar that he'd like to build to house his personal jet. He's seeking approval to build on part of the airport property that currently is not served by a ramp, offering to put one in, donating it back to the city in exchange for future considerations at a cost of up to $500,000. Hangar would also be able to house 2 aircraft, White indicating he'd rent out part of the space to offset the building's costs. Commissioners told by White that his planned purchase of a Gulfstream jet for personal use not to be interpreted as the plans to retire soon. By the way, Abbott's corporate aircraft are still at the Waukegan Airport. The Airport Commission meeting, by the way, the first public appearance for Alderman G. John Ruffalo, a member of that panel since being charged last week with stalking an ex-girlfriend. Ruffalo, who did not attend this week's council meeting, offered no comments afterward. City Council in Kenosha earlier this week did approve an ordinance revision to require hotel bedrooms to have outside windows. Issue came up during discussion about a proposed hotel on the second floor of the Chase Bank building. Plan Commission members noted several of the rooms with the original plans wouldn't have windows. Community Development Director Jeff LeBon pointed out even residential properties already are required to have windows in the bedrooms.
Through local ordinance and state ordinance required windows at various locations within the residence with respect to it deals with access, with ventilation, with light. So those issues are already addressed at the residential level.
The ordinance adopted on a vote of 15-0. The Lumen Renaissance School, now at 1510 Villa Street in Racine, which started out as a school for Holy Name and later St. Richard's Church, but which has not been an educational facility for some time. Now officials have come to the city about returning the traffic signs in front of the building. That to the City Traffic Commission, where City Engineer John Rooney said, no problem, even amending the times on the signs.
We can recreate the parking restrictions that should be around the school. It's not really hard to do. I assume it's on school days only. That would follow.
Yes.
then it would be a start time of when?
7 to 4:30. Yes.
I guess that would be your request to reinstall the no standing, stopping, parking, except on school days.
Meanwhile, informed there will not be any busing, Rooney said the signs can be accommodating to parents who'll be dropping off kids as long as the adults stay in the vehicle. Common Council is going to have to sign off on the Traffic Commission's recommendation for it to be in effect. Jobless numbers out for the month of July from the Department of Workforce Development. Racine last month, 5.4% compared to 5.2% in June. Kenosha, 4.2% versus 4.5%. Oak Creek at 3.2% compared to 3.6%. Mount Pleasant, last month, 3.9%. Caledonia at 3.5%. Racine County as a whole, 4.2% unemployment, 4% in Kenosha County. And some might wonder what's in the water in the western Racine County village of Waterford, given the number of public officials up and quitting. Latest is Administrator Rebecca Ewald. She's taken the village manager job in Shorewood. The official website, they're still listing M. Chris Swans as the manager, but with no information. The Journal-Times says Ewald's pursuit of the job in Shorewood was due to family considerations after 11 years at Waterford. Ewald leaving follows village president Jim Schneider's health-related resignation this month and a pair of trustee positions that opened up earlier, one belonging to Schneider and is the subject of a November 7th special election, the other recently filled by Troy McReynolds. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.